We starting it from scratch, motherfucker. Welcome to the crazy motherfucking street motherfucking cooking competition. If you can cook some shit on the road, you gotta cook. We're doing a cooking competition in the middle of I-35. If you can cook something real fast, you gotta you got 20 minutes or till you get hit by a car to make the most delicious meal that the judges have ever seen. Talk to our first judge. What's your name, Judge?
Big Ruckus. I'm from Dallas, born and raised. My favorite type of food is sweet potato sandwich. My second favorite type of food is barbecue dessert, and my third favorite type of food is insulin. A little bit about me: I am 572 pounds. I'm 4'8". And I drive a Cutlass Supreme that's so low that it scrapes the ground everywhere I go.
That's awesome, Ruckus. And what led you to the middle of I-35 today?
I ain't got nowhere else to go. They told me I can't.
That's great to hear.
They said I can't stay at the shelter no more on account of I got a house. I did just like to hang out there for a while, but they say I'm taking up a space for somebody that actually has no house. So now I'm here.
So you do have a house.
I do got a house, but I do like to I like to hang out at the shelter. I like to cook a sweet potato sandwich and barbecue dessert for all the fucked up, broke-ass motherfuckers that call that place home for the weekend.
Can I say something? My voice is like this again.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's some real-ass shit.
Thank you, brother. I like to help out.
Because whenever I was a little kid, I used to stay at my mama's house.
Yeah. I like to lend out a helping hand when I can, cause I'm the big ruckus man with the bowl in the pan.
That's awesome, Ruckus. So we're gonna head over to our next judge. We got 3.5 judges today. Judge number 2. What's your name?
Orale. My name is Spicy Pepper. And I like to make all sorts of types of things, mainly Turkmenistan food. But
gotta watch out, there's a car coming. There's like 200 of them.
Spicy Pepper had to get out of the way. Spicy Pepper, I like to talk about myself in that third person, and I like to make food from the Caucasus Mountains. I came here today because I also got nothing else to do. Mostly just kind of hanging out, you know?
That's awesome. Thank you.
Spicy Pepper.
Spicy Pepper. That's cool. And for those who do not know, the Caucasus Mountains is also where they count how many people there is. So, number 3, for our third guest of the day, who's also a judge. What, can I get your name, young lady?
Hello, my name is... Vaccina. Vaccina El Diamante. I went to culinary school in Florence, and I run a restaurant in downtown Fort Worth called The Brown Buckle. So I think of all the two judges, Mr. Spicy Peter and Big Ruckus, are more of like home style chefs. I'm a Michelin star chef, Vaccina El Diamante of the Brown Buckle. And I'm hoping that maybe one of our contestants can give me my brand a new dish to serve at my restaurant in downtown Fort Worth.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear from you, Vaccina. For those who didn't hear, she lives with her boyfriend, Florence. And, she has Michelin tire benefits. She's a member of that. She lives in the dog pound for what it's worth. And she is here today because she needs a place to live. Thank you, Vaccina. And for the record, our first female Latin American, I don't like to throw this term around, but our first Mexican judge.
Yeah. Yeah, all the way from...
Oh, my God, watch out, there's a car.
Meow. Yeah, it just barely missed me. I'm very thin, very fragile.
Yeah, barely missed that thin booty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say that.
This is a family show. What's the host's name?
Yeah.
What is the name of the host? I really... You got my name, Vaccina El Diamante. You also commented on my body, so I feel I should know who's saying things about me.
Yeah, you better. My name is Porcus Chops.
Oh, you're Latin.
Yeah, I'm Latin European.
Very nice.
And I'm from originally, if I had to be honest, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. But
a lot of Latin guys from Little Rock, Arkansas.
We call it Paquito Roca.
Oh yeah, that's Latin for sure.
And that means a little bit rock, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it even means small. I think it means
a little bit of rock. Yeah, a little bit of rock.
A little bit of rock in Arkansas. a little bit of food on I-35. And my name is Porcus Chops, and we're bringing it to you live. And now we got one half of a final judge. Would you like to let us know your name? You only get half of a vote, but you're a full-size guy. But it is all the same.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'm not really so much of a guy as I am just sort of like a big smoke monster. Just kind of like a big gray plume of smoke. I'm what comes out of the barbecue.
Hell yeah, we all love that. And we used to, if you're like me, if you grew up in Little Rock, you gonna grow up in that barbecue smoke.
Yeah.
We used to put the stroller right next to where the exhaust came out.
My name is Michelangelo the Smoke Monster.
Michelangelo the Smoke Monster. That's what I like to hear. That's some type of shit. Is you from Little Rock too?
No, I'm from the ground.
From the ground, the underground, the real underground. Yeah.
I'm actually from Big Rock.
Big Rock. Yeah. Damn, is that like? Damn, that's deep, probably.
Yeah, it's on the other side of Little Rock. It's just a much bigger rock that you can see in the distance.
Yeah, I remember Little Rock was called that because one of the explorers was looking through the mountains and he saw a little ass rock.
Yeah.
And he picked it up and he went, damn.
A lot of...
Must be a sign.
I love the mountains of Arkansas. There's so many.
They got them.
Do they?
Yeah, I've been... We both been there.
That's right. Anyway, yeah, I'm Michelangelo the Smoke Monster. I'm very happy to be here with Big Ruckus and Spicy Peter. And Vaccina El Diamante.
Well, you fucking better. You better watch out. Well, don't even watch out, Smoke Monster, because that car is going to go right through you.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about not having a corporal form is that everything kind of goes right through you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy about that.
Just like my baby mama.
She went right through it. Okay. Yeah, that's funny.
And she got IBS.
Oh, so is she. All right. I don't.
Everything goes right through her. She... Yeah, and now she has colon cancer.
Yeah, don't say that because then I'll get scared. Cause
I've been I'm pretty torn up about
that's,
it.
There's a guy I know who has IBS.
No, she's 78 though.
Okay, cool. I got 40 more years. I 48. That's fine.
No, and she also, has it. She likes the So we got a great show for you guys today.
Yeah, what's the first dish? I mean, you've met all the judges.
All right, so if you guys ever watch a show, if I was going to tell you guys the first dish, I would have by now. So everybody in the crowd, I need y'all to shut the fuck up because I'm stressed out on this highway and I don't know how to get out of here. So we got some traffic cones lined up for y'all to cook on. And for our first contestant, let me now, I know you guys like it when the first 10 minutes of a show are talking about who the judges might be. So now I want to bring on one of the first contestants.
There's 30 contestants.
Yeah, there's 30 contestants. And they each get 30 minutes for the intro. And then we move to the main show. That'll be about 2 weeks. Yeah, so far our first contestant. Oh my God. They just told me I'm going to do the voice for the first contestant. Okay, I guess I got to do the voice. So what's your name, son?
Bluebird.
All right, Bluebird. Hell yeah.
So excited to see you, Bluebird.
Yeah, Bluebird, you better be ready to cook.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you can do.
Hola, late.
Yeah, Bluebird. I cook dishes that are made out of food. All right, Bluebird, that's fucking, I mean, who doesn't? But, so you got you're purple? Is that your whole thing? Purple Bluebird. But I like to cook stuff that's made out of food, and I'll make it in a gumbo. All right, so this is fucking Bluebird. How old are you, Bluebird? That was a horrible intro. I'm 4. And my favorite foods are goldfish crackers and goldfish casserole and fried goldfish chicken. All right, I wonder what the fuck he's going to cook today. Probably some bullshit. All right, Bluebird, I hope you fucking lose because that sucked. All right, we got another contestant. What's your name?
James Manso.
What?
Say hi to some CEO.
Oh, damn, you got a nice voice. Wow.
Hey, that was me. I just wanted to sing y'all's song to start out with. My name is Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Has anybody ever told you you look a lot like Michael, like MJ, like Michael Jackson?
Yeah, they tell me all
the time. Oh, damn, y'all got the same name, too.
Yeah, they tell me all the time. I like to make all sorts of things. I like to make bread.
Bread?
I like to make love. I like to make sauce. And I like to make drink.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you, Michael. I did hear you threw love in there. Is that like, is that a type of, like, you mean you put love into your food?
No, I try to fuck everybody on the show.
Oh, man. Well, Bluebird's 4. So far, so we have you and a 4-year-old so far.
Hey, baby, that's canonically accurate.
I hope we got some more grown-ups on
this
show.
Better not be.
Who don't let Michael Jackson do whatever they want, because historically, that has not stopped anything.
I'm going to make you some baby food, baby.
Oh, my God. So, for our next contestant, big, tall motherfucker, what's your name?
Tree. Tree Spaghetti. Tree Spaghetti General.
Tree Spaghetti General. And what's your name, son?
Tree Spaghetti General.
Tree Spaghetti General. Nice. And what's your name? So,
Tree Spaghetti General.
Nice, man. And what brings you on the show?
I think I'm going to be on the show because I like to cook 17 things at a time, and that's my signature dish. I can cook 17 things at once. For my favorite dinner, I like to have spaghetti, meatballs, cheese, noodles, beef, sauce, pasta, and Parmesan.
Garlic, perhaps.
Fork, knife, and drink, glass.
Parmesan cheese.
Broccoli, Parmesan.
Yeah.
Cheese.
No.
And spaghetti. And I can make all that in one night.
All right, so it sounds like you... I don't... All right, thank you. Thank you, Tree.
Tree Spaghetti General. I believe Tree Spaghetti General was in my class at the Culinary Arts in Florence, Italy. I knew you looked familiar. There aren't a lot of 8-foot tall guys in full camo covered in blood in cooking school in Florence, Italy. So I just want to say, Tree Spaghetti General, it's wonderful to see you here in the middle of I-35 cooking for everybody here. I'm just also now realizing I need to differentiate. I am Vaccina El Diamante, not Michael Jackson. kind of got ahead of, kind of maybe got ahead of ourselves getting a guest that's very similar in, to me, but anyway, next.
I love you.
That's awesome, Tree Spaghetti General. We had a lot of great times in Florence.
Yeah, we 69.
We did. It was very, you were very, 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 there were a lot of oils coming off of you last, I remember. A lot of red oil.
Okay.
All right, and we got 15 more contestants, so I hope y'all are enjoying the intro so far, because looks like we're about a quarter of the way through our hour. But y'all, I want to introduce how many guests do we have so far? We have at least three, right?
Yeah, we have Tree Spaghetti General, we have Plubert. And then we have Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Yeah. How could I forget?
We have 27 more contestants to get through before.
We have 27 more contestants, and then we can get to the main show. I can't wait.
Right.
All right. So I want to introduce y'all to my favorite guest out of all these. I know I can't say that. I'm the host, but I'll say it. I love this guest better than anybody. What's your name? Yeah, I knew it.
I knew that he would show up. That's Goose.
That's Goose. Yeah. He was here at the last one, too. Yeah, Goose. Talk that shit. And what made you want to start being a professional chef? And if you guys remember last year, he's a veteran, so y'all better watch out this year.
Mm-hmm. I never thought I would have to watch a goose cook, but I am interested in the things he could perhaps make me. Hey, that's not a nice word. We don't use that word no more.
Yeah, some of these contestants have a lot of lip. Goose has a lot of beak. I'll put it like that. So, yeah, we got 75 more contestants. So y'all want to hear it for the next one?
Yeah.
What's your name? What's your name, lady?
My name's Boobies. Boobies Charles Virginia Adam.
Boobies Charles Virginia Adam. I love that name. That was my mama's name. Mama Ruckus, a.k.a. Boobies Charles Virginia Adam. It is so wonderful to see you. Even though you are not my Mama Ruckus, you remind me of her on account of that you do have her name.
Yeah, we're all friends, so you can call me Boobies Chuck Virginia. And then you don't even have to say my last name.
Boobies Chuck Virginia, I'm so happy to see you here at the I-35 cooking contest.
Ah, me too. I'm going to make, I can't say. My favorite foods I'd have to say would probably be marshmallow. Maybe inquisitive sandwich. Or perhaps Barbara's Delight.
All right, that sounds good. That sounds super good. You look good. God damn, you look so good, Boobies. Damn. Yeah, oh my gosh, she's shaking out that. And I'm just kidding. She's not shaking anything. I'm trying to be professional here, but they got me on a new medication where I can't get close to women or my body gets hot. So I hope y'all are ready to have an awesome ass show today. Y'all know how this show works. Everybody knows. No need for me to go over the ground rules. So for the first round of the first show, I just wanted to get y'all to be able to introduce some guests. So we got another guest here. What's your name?
Hey, what's going on? My name is Sean. I work with Texas Department of Public Safety. I don't know what you guys are doing out here, but it looks like you're trying to host a cooking show. I'm judging by the...
That's right. Watch out. There's cars.
No, I cut the traffic off on account of that. I'm the police. It seems... I'm just going to assume that you do not have a permit on account of... It looks like that there is a short Mexican guy, a 500-pound black man, a plume of smoke, and a very thin white woman. These are the... I'm guessing on because they're wearing judge hats, big 8-foot-tall white hats that say judge on them. And then there is a big man in camo covered in spaghetti and then a purple man. And I'm just going to go ahead and assume that you guys did not get this approved. So Unfortunately, I'm going to have to shut this whole thing down on the count of I'm...
So, Sean, what made you want to get into cooking?
I don't think you heard me the first time. Porcus Chops, I think that's your name.
Porcus Chops from Little Rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
On the block, I make it hot.
No, you're...
Sean is here. He cooks a lot.
I'm
And I'm here to give him what I got. Cooking food on highway time. Looking awesome. Add some lime. Chips and cookies. Chicken bread. Sean does awesome dance on head.
No. Listen.
That's called the highway freestyle.
Listen. I'm going to shoot everybody here and then we're going to move on, okay? Pow, 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 pow,
pow, pow, pow, pow. That guy's a plume of smoke. You can't shoot his ass. He gonna stay here. He gonna block all the cars with his smoke.
Yeah, I guess I did get ahead of myself thinking I could shoot something.
And that's Mike. You just shot Michael Jackson.
Not gonna lie, Mike. I thought you were dead. As for Plubert, I don't know what the fuck you are. I know you're a kid, but I don't feel bad shooting you. You seem like some sort of purple creature.
Purple kid.
Tree Spaghetti General, you look like some maybe a cryptid of some sort. Vaccina El Diamante, it's actually really cool to meet you. Big fan. My wife watches you on the TV. Spicy Peter, I fucking don't like brown people, so you're dead as hell. Let's see.
Okay.
And then Big Ruckus, yeah, you're in the same boat as Spicy Pete. In fact, I'd like you less, I think. On account of you're really, really fat, and I don't like it at all. I don't like the shape of your body and your stature. So I'm gonna.
Damn, that's cold. This is good. This competition is starting to heat up.
It's over. I killed everybody here.
It looks like everybody has been killed, including me. And we haven't even gotten past the intro, folks. This is about to be the hottest comp. It looks like lifted. Ford F-250s are driving over my body as well as the bodies of everybody else here. We are smeared across the highway. It looks like a cattle truck got hit by a train.
Yeah, the copter's out. That's the sound a helicopter makes in this world. It's not... Okay. It's
clipping because the road sound is so loud. So I can't hear the helicopters. Also because my ears have been crushed. Hundreds of times by Chevrolet Suburban.
Chevrolet Suburban, you can take your kids to school. Chevrolet Suburban, you can make your house look cool. Chevrolet Suburban, you can take your husband to lunch. Chevrolet Suburban, you can make people's bones go crunch. That's a new commercial jingle. Chevrolet reached out to me and they asked me to write it, so I've been working on it.
Yeah. They asked me to write one too, but I did such a sick ass rap that they said if we do this, we're gonna sell out of all our cars, and we won't have any more cars to sell. And I said, whatever.
I have to go unlock the door for my little brother.
All right. Well, I'll do your rap song while you're gone. Yeah. Riding in the Chevy Suburban, and I'm urban, and I'm learning, and I'm going around the track, and it's curving like my booty. And I'm not a newbie. And I'm not nude. I'm not nudie. I'm in the shower with my clothes on. Yeah, I'm hanging out and all my bros are on the couch. Nice mouth. All my friends got a nice mouth. Oh, there's a mouse in my house, but it's got a nice house. Oh, something's chilly. It's an ice house.
Okay.
Oh, that's a nice blouse.
What did Chevy say when you sent them that? Did they seem receptive?
They said that. I was kind of alarmed by what they sent back because it was just I didn't even know who the email was from, but it said, my panties are wet. And I said, that's disgusting.
Ooh.
I'm not dealing with you guys. And it turned out
ooh,
to be Barack Obama. Apparently, he works for Chevrolet now. Mm. And he models the cars he lets them drive into his asshole.
You know who I was thinking of? I was thinking of his other daughter.
Who?
The less famous one, Chevrolet Obama. It might have been her. There's
Chevrolet
Malia,
Obama, yeah.
There's Malia, and there's Brittany, and then there's Chevrolet. So I fit might have
the new 2025 Chevrolet Obama. First in safety.
Last in getting you home.
We'll get you there safe, as long as it's not a Syrian way.
Chevrolet Obama. It's got one of those, like, royalty-free butt rock. Chevrolet Obama.
With the new Chevrolet Obama, we'll get you there.
Wherever you're going, wherever you've been, Chevrolet Obama, get you there again.
Chevrolet Obama, it's like peaches and cream.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. That's good. I don't know how that peaches and cream doesn't really get across that it's a...
Peaches and cream is good.
It doesn't really get across that it's a truck, so...
It's for him being biracial. What? He's got a little bit of cream, a little bit of peaches.
I understand where you're going. I think peach is like canonically a black person fruit, and then cream, of course, would be white. But I like the voice. I like where you're going with the voice. I don't really... Chevrolet...
I'm Sam Elliott, and I'm gay.
Well, that's not... Well, that's just, we're trying to... We need you to...
With the new Chevrolet Gay Obama.
No.
We'll get you there. With the new first in safety, first in gas mileage... Or first in safety, last in gas mileage with the new vibrating seats. Vibrating passenger seats for when your bitch wife is driving you home because she won't let you drive the car that you paid for. You pay this $900 a month lease on, and all you got to do is under the passenger seat, there's a little button, and it's called secret Sibian mode, and it'll vibrate your prostate to give you a secret orgasm while your wife yells at you. And so you can fantasize. I don't know what fantasy you'd have. It feels weird for me to make one up, because then people listening to the show would think it was my fantasy, and I don't have any. So... get the new Chevrolet homosexual, new from Chevrolet, collaboration with the U.S. Navy.
Yeah, that was a great take. the truck was called the Chevrolet Obama, but the Chevrolet homosexual kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit better. So I really appreciate you.
My name is Chevrolet homosexual.
My name, je m'appelle Chevrolet homosexuel. I am a racist. I am Macron's chief racist department, Chevrolet homosexual. Oh, you want to hear something cool? Carvana sent me a really cool offer, and I think I'm going to take it, but I wanted to run it by you and the listeners at home. So it's like hooked up to my credit karma, and they were like, Jake, we've got a great deal for you. You're eligible for a $37,000 car loan directly through Carvana. And I was like, well, that's more than I don't want to spend that much money. But if I'm eligible for that, that must mean that my credit's good somehow. So I'll go check the terms of the loan and maybe get like a, you know, a reliable daily or something, and just see what the terms are. Check this out. And again, I'm mulling it over. I had it saved on my laptop 1 second. Where is it? Was it? Oh, here it is. Yeah, 23.24% APR, $3,000 down, $982 a month for 78 months. I think I might take it. I don't know. What do you guys think?
It sounds good. Whenever I was getting my car from CarMax, I had gotten a loan from my credit union. Because I'd never gotten a loan before, so that was, and that was 11% APR, and that was the best I could get into.
Yeah.
CarMax was like, "Are you sure you don't want to go with us? It'd be a little bit faster, and it'd be just a 25% APR." Yeah. I was like, "Why would I want literally more than double the APR to save like 2 hours worth of paperwork?"
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna like.
You know, there's some guy who's like, yeah, it's fine.
No, for sure. I mean, that's the thing about those is that, like, whenever I sent you that screenshot, when I fuck around on Facebook Marketplace, I come across those used dealerships. It's like $3,800 down on a Chevy Malibu, 182,000 miles, $125 weekly. Come get it. People buy that. People buy that car. No credit. You know, one of those like no credit check places. And I understand that people like this is America, baby. Like you got to have a chariot. You got to have one. There ain't no trains for you, and the bus system sucks around here. So you got to have a car. But I feel like I would much rather like buy a beater or just take the Shoelace Express than put myself in that situation. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
Like that's not
because a car having debt on a car. I mean, I have debt on a car, but it's so stressful anytime something goes wrong or something, and if it's over like a crazy amount. You know what I mean? And you like have to do maintenance on it. So fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like I've needed to replace my brake pads for like a year, I think. But I'm like, I literally owe money on the car. I'll just pay off $11,000 first. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll get my brake pads done, which costs like $500 maybe.
There's a dealership but it's okay. By my apartment. And the reviews are really, really bad. And like the bad reviews all are like, hey, I took this car off the lot and I got a quarter mile down at 35 and all the check engine things came on and then the engine started rattling and then I took it in and there was no coolant in the radiator and then the engine had a knock, blah, 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 blah. And then all the responses from the dealership are like, hey, Mike, thanks for commenting your review. Everything we do is to honor God. So we would never do anything like what you're suggesting. Everything we do is to honor God. And so it would not honor God if we sold you a lemon. But thank you for the reply. Hopefully we can work this out. Then the second one is like, yeah, I got down the road and my rear differential locked up. And I pulled over and it was leaking gear oil everywhere. And the engine was smoking. And then, you know, their review is like, hey, Esmeralda, wonderful review. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day. We love Jesus. And Jesus says we are not allowed to sell cars with bad transmissions. So we would not do that. And after like four or five of them, I'm like, somebody reads these and they go, yeah, no, I believe that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain type of like wet-brained Southerner that's like their intuition, you know, they're like their gut feeling of like, I'm about to get fucked over. If a guy just kind of like puts on a nice smile and is like, I fucking, everything I do is for the Lord. You go, ah, me too. And then, you know, they get their life ruined or whatever the fuck. I love honoring God, personally.
Yeah, I just did it the other day, actually.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if I don't think I have. I've been getting, like, mystery sicknesses that are like COVID, but I test negative. I think maybe I just get, like,
oh, nice.
Like some.
I'm responsible, and I don't think I've tested myself for COVID since 2021.
That's pretty sick. I went to.
But, it's okay.
I went to a friend's party, and he asked me to test before I got there, and so I did it.
I would say no. It was all made up anyway, and I would slap them.
Yeah, I thought about that. I was about to say, the plandemic for the demon rats. You mean the woke mind virus? That's going around. Seems like you caught it, you fuck. No, I'm just kidding. He's a nice guy. Very close friend of mine.
Yeah. It is funny to me when people act like they were never freaked out by COVID. I think everybody just... I don't think anybody remembers anything. I knew a couple guys who weren't freaked out by it, but they were all like brain damaged.
Yeah. I was really scared, dude. Like, first of all,
yeah, it sucked.
It was my birthday when the world shut down. And I was like, oh, like, it was like March 15th, 2020. Like, don't come back to school. Don't come back to work. We'll call you. And I was like, okay. And I was like, oh, shit, like, this is really bad, like, whatever the fuck. And then, like, 3 months later, my mom was like, I'm going to go to casino because COVID is fake. And I was like, okay. She's like, do you want to come to the casino with me? And I was like, I'm pretty sure COVID's real. And she's like, I don't want to go to the casino by myself. And I was like, all right, I'll go to the casino. And then I went to the casino and I got COVID, like immediately. I got COVID, like, almost immediately. And then I believed that you had some sort of immunity to it. That's what everybody was saying at the time. And then I got COVID like again. I don't know how many times I've had it, but my body loves to get it, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, absolutely loves COVID.
I think I only had it once, and it was like 2 years into the pandemic or something. But one of my coworkers at the time just came in and had it and just gave it to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He was super sick too. He was like green. He showed up to work green.
I remember when I was in the Lazy River drunker than the day is long at this casino, and all these people were like, I just want to get back to my life. This is clearly like a planned thing. It's fake. I want to get back to my life. I have control over my life, and I don't like being told what to do. And I'm on a tube drinking a big Mai Tai, no mask, right? And I'm like, I'm so much better than these idiots because I believe that it's real, and I'm also doing nothing to stop it, and I'm doing the same thing they're doing, but I'm better than them because I think it's real. I guess, I don't know. Like, I mostly went because, like, I think my mom had, like, made plans to go to the casino, like, months in advance before COVID even hit. And then, like, in my little good boy, like, mama's boy heart, I was like, I don't want my mom to play slot machines by herself. So I'll go play, you know. And then I just got, like, the coronavirus. Which really sucked because I had to come back home and I was talking, like, all this shit about, like... Dude, I fucked the game up. I really couldn't say anything after this, but I talked all this shit where I was like, yeah, this is real. You guys need to be careful. And then I, like, in secret, right, like, go to the casino with my mom because I felt bad. I didn't want her to go alone. And then I just get COVID. And then after that, I was like, yeah, it's real, but I don't really have any moral high ground anymore. I got COVID playing racist slot machines. Do you understand? Like, out of a mother's boy guilt, I was like, I'll pull on this Indian man's nose and see if I can make a couple $100. Just kidding. I got the novel coronavirus. And so I really didn't have any leg to stand on after that.
Yeah. And now it's crazy because it was just a few years ago that we had to worry about the coronavirus. And now it seems like a lot of people are more preoccupied with their iPhone virus.
Yeah.
iPhones that I bias so we can play on
them. Yeah,
them.
iPhones that I bias is probably what people spend a lot of, an inordinate amount of time really concerned about. Yeah. iPhones that I bias. I was going to say Coronavirus. Coronavirus.
Now the scariest part of the novel coronavirus is that the millennials see it and they think, oh God, I have to write a novel?
Yeah.
Because they've never done that
before.
Yeah,
they only like...
Us Gen Xers were the last.
Yeah, us cool, tough Gen Xers.
And we were the last ones to not have... Now they think... To me, can I be honest?
Of course.
To me, COVID is just cancel culture.
Yeah, to me... To me, when the government shut everything down, they were just trying to cancel small businesses, and they were trying to cancel church. They were trying to cancel.
Yeah,
you know.
They were saying that they wanted it so the gay guys could kiss and nobody could see because they weren't.
Yeah,
public.
Exactly.
They were out in public and they were just kissing.
Yeah. Did you learn about the Supreme Court case that, like, it was the one in Texas that, like, legalized? I forget. Anyway, the cop, like, kicks the door in and he sees two guys sucking on each other and then they go to jail for sodomy. But it, like, made being gay, like, legal. I forget the details, but I remember reading that and being like, damn, dude, it used to be pretty wild out here. Like, you could go to jail for just sucking on a dude's feet. You know what I mean? I think everything between two men was considered sodomy for like a long time in the South. So people are worried about coronavirus, but they should be worried about sodomy.
The big boner in
big boner
inside us. Big boner inside us.
Big boner inside us. Hey. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. People used to be worried about COVID-19 and now they're all looking at their screen. No, look, now they say, "Hey, I'm looking at my screen."
It used to be COVID-19 and now everyone's worried about iPhone and 15 because it's the new one that just came out.
It used to be COVID-19 and now my girlfriend's 16. Isn't
that
crazy?
That is wild. Truly wild, in fact. That's probably the craziest, one of the craziest things you ever told me. I don't think she's 16, but I mean, look, you know, whatever.
I don't think so either, but you never know.
You never know. I wonder if my dad ever thought about that. He's dead. I guess it doesn't matter, but my mom, for those not in the know, my dad was 25. My mom was 16 when I was made.
Yeah, and Jake was
zero. And I always wonder, like, when she told my dad that she was like 19, I wonder if my dad was like, all right. Yeah, but if there was a part of him that was like, eh, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I guess not, right? Because I'm here. Like, I'm just walking around. I guess he didn't think too much about it, but, you know.
Hey, you know, back then, things were different.
It, dude, honestly, you know? Like, I don't, I can't, you know, well, you can't, I mean, I guess you can speak.
Yeah, you, no, you fucking listen to an LL Cool J song from back then, and it's all about hunting down high school girls on
dude,
foot.
Yeah, that, we were talking, I was joking about the Nelly song Ride With Me the other day. It was like, she could be 18 with an attitude, 19, kind of snotty acting. It's like, he was like 28 when that song came out. Like, you know, it was the 90s. It was a different time. I'm pretty sure you could knock up a teenager up until like 2002. I think 9/11 changed it.
You still can.
I mean, you for sure can, but like without any sort of social repercussions. You know what I mean? I think 9/11 changed a lot of things for a lot of guys.
I remember when I was in elementary school, there was a girl in high school who got pregnant by one of the coaches.
Yeah.
And they just got married.
Yeah, my parents didn't do that. My dad went and played Everclear,
but the coach was like 35 probably, and then the girl was like 18, I guess.
Yeah,
but he coached at the same school that she was at.
Do you know what song my dad used to sing for my mom when he played in his cover band and she would go to his shows? You know that song that's like, can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't mean to. Yeah, that was like, my mom used to tell me, and my dad would tell me too, that song would come on the radio, and my mom, like, she would almost longingly, like, the way that, like, if, like any other couple, if it's like a Shania Twain song or like a Fleetwood Mac song that's maybe wholesome and nice or something, you know? That song would come on about like some guy like crashing his car into his girlfriend's front lawn, and my mom would be like, "Oh, this is me and your father's song. It's just always been that way." What you looking at on your phone? Pictures of children?
No, I thought there was something urgent going on, but
oh yeah, me too. Right. Earlier, I thought
sometimes I only see the last message and I think, "Oh no," and then there's not, it wasn't.
Whenever somebody calls me, that's not normally when they call me. I just think they're dead now. Like my brother just called me. He only calls me at night to go pick him up, and I was like, "Ah, shit, he got burnt in the fryer or something. They turned him into an egg roll or some shit, and I gotta go get him." But he just got cut from work, so. But yeah,
He got cut. He got killed.
I wonder what year was the last year that it was like not. It was a social faux pas to rock the cradle, and I'm not even saying that to be stupid. I genuinely. Because I've talked about this on the show before, but I asked my parents, I was like, and both my parents were like, it's a different time. And I, like, at the time I was like, that's stupid.
Maybe it was 9/11. Who knows?
I don't know if it was 9/11. I think it was probably post Occupy. Because during the new metal era and then during the war in Iraq, like, we were over there fucking dropping bodies, dude. So you can knock up whoever the fuck you wanted, man. It was all American fuck and blood fest up until like, the housing crisis, and then the housing crisis happened, and then everybody is like, you know, oh, we got to occupy Wall Street. We got to occupy the fucking bank or whatever the fuck. And I think after Occupy and when the woke mind virus got out, I think that's when it became socially ugh to have sex with a teenager. You know what I mean? That's my running theory.
Yeah. I haven't had sex with a teenager in a long time.
Yeah, I think. I like that you can say that to, like, it'd be very funny to say that, like, at a bar with friends and mean it in just in an earnest way. But there's no context in which that doesn't sound really, really bad.
Oh, it's yeah, but,
like, you could be talking about, like, when you lost your virginity or whatever. But, yeah, I haven't had sex with a teenager in probably, like, I don't know, it's been a while.
I had a bit in high school where I would ask friends when they had their first girlfriend, and then I would tell people did you hear this guy, like, he had a girlfriend, he like dated a second grader?
That's pretty good.
And then he'd be like, yeah, like in second grade. And I'm like, oh,
that's crazy.
Let's I'm not. You're not the one asking the questions, bud. All right.
You know.
When I get older, which may happen, honestly, I think I kind of want to just hang out at high school just to like protect the girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing about, I feel like we live in a really dangerous world, and yeah. So not enough men are protectors. That's the sad thing. Not enough men know how to swaddle and know how to yearn or pine or hold or kiss. So guys like us have to take up the mantle for weak men. Yeah. We have to cuddle and keep close, you know.
I just want to protect women. And I'll pretty much do anything.
Just really loudly at a house party over the music with one of your nostrils bleeding.
If anybody fucking tries something on any of these women, I'm here watching, okay?
Just so loud, like over the fucking, over, just like, yeah, I'm into protecting women. Probably my favorite thing is protecting women, keeping them safe.
Honestly, when I see a woman getting hurt, I smile because I know I'm about to fucking end all her suffering. I'm about to get in between her and that suffering.
Yeah, a really cool party, man. Thank you for inviting me. Yeah, dude, could you just not, could you not do the thing where like you're talking with like a group of people and you start talking about how you like really like to protect women?
I won't talk about it this time because I brought my staff anyway, and I do think that kind of speaks for
the
itself.
The staff says, I love to protect women. It's embossed.
It says, I only kill men on it.
Well, that's the other side. The other side says, I came here to protect women and drink beer, and I'm all out of beer. The other side says, I kill men on it. So I mean, for the sake of everybody at the party, man, I just don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It's my house, so, you know, if you could leave.
Yeah, I want to make everybody comfortable, and I don't feel like they would be comfortable if there wasn't, like, a guy, like a guy with a staff or something, like, a cloak.
Right.
Something to protect women
right,
here.
Right.
Because you see what these girls are wearing nowadays. I got to protect them.
Yeah, I mean, we're all, like, 30 here, right? There's not really, like, there's no, we've all been friends for years, man. I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened to you. I don't know if it was your second tour or whatever in Zimbabwe, but you can just leave.
It was a bad war
yeah,
out
I
there.
Know. If you could just leave.
So this is one versus 10,000.
If you could leave the staff in your car and if you could take off the.
It doesn't fit in my car. I have to hold it out the window when I
okay.
drive.
Well, if you could just let it hang out the window and if you could go and take the black robes off and whatever is producing a black mist from your head, if you could turn that off too. I got a pair of shorts you can wear, man. Let's just hang out. Let's just drink some beers, brother.
Yeah, that's exactly something that a rapist would say. But nice try. I get worried because they're making air ducts so much bigger nowadays that it used to be only a kid could climb through your AC and hop into your bedroom and try and sleep with you, and now a grown-up can do it. So I've been trying to block all the AC vents in your house this week, and that's probably why everything's been so hot.
Yeah,
but
I mean, listen.
It's probably why the AC unit keeps burning up, costing you $30,000 at a time, but I've been trying to protect all the women you have here because just even looking with, like, infrared goggles, you can see all of them in here. So I was wondering if we should put a cooling cloak over them before they come in. I have these basically, they look like saran wrap, but basically you have to take off all your clothes and put a protective cloak over it. And it's very tight to the body, but it keeps them invisible from infrared. And it's sort of a cooling, there's also a pill you have to take to help the cooling effect.
Yeah, you were telling me it shuts your core body temperature down, and among other things, you were saying it makes.
Yeah, that way it would keep any attackers from driving home.
Okay. Well, man, listen, I don't think you can wrap up the girls in plastic and feed them pills that make them tired and I don't think that you can wear black robes in my house. And I want you to leave your 30-foot long staff in the car. And if you could do all those things for me, you can come to my son's birthday party.
Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to talk about. I don't want this to be about your son. And I hate to commandeer where the party's going. I hate to steal the direction like that. I don't really want your son here because I am worried that there's going to be a pedophile here. I am scared that you invited me, honestly. There's always one, and I know it's not me, but I know that somebody else might be one.
I don't think.
And so I need your son to get the Saran wrap, too. But we have another special pill that makes him warm so that if we need to track him with infrared, he'll be super bright on the map.
Okay, I don't.
And we also need to microchip him.
I don't want you. I think it's not necessary in my own home for you to wrap my son in plastic wrap and feed him a pill that makes him hot.
That's exactly what a victim would
say. I'm not
a future victim. A future father of a victim would say is, oh, we didn't think it was necessary to give him a pill to make his body warm and to wrap him in plastic and to bring him in a room full of a bunch of adult women also wrapped in plastic, but we gave them different pills.
Man, I'm just...
That's what you would say to fucking Chris Hansen or whatever.
I don't know what, how long, I don't know why or how we know each other, man. If I feel like I don't know you anymore or if I ever did.
Yeah, I feel like I'm Chris Hansen right now. Trying to talk to you over this.
Chris
crap.
Handsome. Yeah, yeah, man. Hey, man, if you come check out something in the backyard with me, I'm gonna show you something in the backyard. We're gonna go. Hey, buddy. There's a guy out in the backyard, and he says he's here to kill all the women and my son. You gotta come see him, buddy.
Well, that can't be.
You
true.
Gotta come see him. He's real. He's real and he's out there and he wishes to do. He wants to make all the women in here warm and wants to make my son cold.
But before we do that, I need you to get in the Saran wrap. I need to get you in the Saran wrap to protect you because otherwise I can't track you.
I promise you. Listen, he's about to feed the pills that are going to make all the women hot and make my son cold. And you need to go stop him. But he's in the backyard. Okay.
Well, I already put up my staff, so I'm going to go get my staff out of the car, and it's going to take about 30 minutes because I had to fold up the staff.
Okay, that's fine.
And I had to take out the rods that keep it firm.
That's fine, buddy.
So, and then I have to maneuver the staff up the fire escape again because he wouldn't let me take the elevator because it's not staff. It's not, it doesn't have room in there.
That's fine, buddy.
For
that's
a staff.
Okay, bud. That's okay.
Yeah, so I'll be in the backyard with your son if you could go grab the staff out of my car. It'll take you about 30 minutes. And while you're out there, I'm going to go ahead and give him the pills and stuff. And I'm going to and there's a backpack I need him to fit into. So if somebody tries to abuse him or something, they'll think, oh, that's not a little boy. That's a backpack. There's nothing to be, you know, there's nothing to stick around for.
Man, I hate to tell you this. I lied to you. I was going to take you to the backyard and I was going to hit you over the head with my barbell and kill you because I don't really see this conversation going anywhere productive. But
barbell, you were going to give me a haircut? You piece of shit.
Oh, it's time for me to make a steak.
My name's Chris Handsome. You mind striking a pose for me?
What are you doing here so ugly? Hi, my name's Chris Handsome.
Were you here to meet this beautiful adult woman?
Yeah, we were calling. We were, like, sexting. I figured it was fine.
Well, that was actually me. And those pictures you got of her naked body, that was my wife. Here she is, and I'm going to watch you guys fuck. And I'm going to... You brought wine? You brought champagne?
Yeah. I mean,
you want to drink that with my
wife?
Well,
I don't want to have sex with your wife, man. I just figured I thought I was just...
Yeah, you do.
This was a one-night...
I'm Chris Handsome. And you're going to get with my wife. Her name is Wife Handsome.
Wow. Wow. Incredible name.
Yeah, you were talking to a lady named Wife, and you thought she wasn't married?
Well, I mean, you know, I thought maybe she was from... The Gambia or something. Yeah, I got goo.
Yeah, her screen name is Wifina.
Vexina El Diamante. Is that you?
Hey, it's me from earlier.
Homophobic Chris Hansen. You mind telling me why you were speaking to another adult man over Snapchat?
To catch a gay guy.
It looks like you sent him pictures of your exposed rear end.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an adult man.
Yeah, I. The guy said he was 29. I'm 32. That's not
pretty normal.
That's even. Yeah, that's. He's in his late. He's almost 30. I'm barely over 30. Yeah. Anything seem a little odd about that exchange? Anything seem off?
Yeah, I'm.
Did you think at some point maybe you weren't even talking to
a woman? I'm Chris Hitler, and you're gay, and now you have to die.
I'm Chris Lizard. Would you mind?
Chris Lizard.
Would you mind sitting right there?
Would you mind sitting on that hot rock under the sun lamp, please, for me? What brings you to this hot rock under this lamp? Hi, I'm Chris Lizard. So, were you here to meet a tadpole? Is that what I heard that you were here to meet a little newt. Wow. That.
And you are a fully grown.
You are a fully grown Savannah monitor, and you're here to meet a newt. Well, that is something else. Do you care? Have anything to say for the lizards at home?
And it looks like over this. Over this kick message, you said, "Would you mind telling me why you're a snake?"
Wow, can't wait to see that beard. That's pretty forward of you to say about a newt who doesn't even have his full bearded dragon beard yet. It's pretty nasty stuff, man.
Great, I love that sexy tale.
Hey, I'm Chris iPhone. Were you here to send text to a phone?
It looks like you were sending messages to a phone.
This looks like you were sending messages to a flip phone. Kind of young, don't you think? Chris iPhone.
It looks like the iPhone you were sending these messages to was 12.
Wow, iPhone 15, huh? I'm Chris Messenger.
I'm Chris Christie. I see you brought a pizza.
Were you going to eat that?
Wow. May I eat it all?
I see you brought a donut. You going to finish that?
I see you were here to meet a 13-year-old girl. You'll be disappointed to hear I already ate
her. Hey, I'm Chris Angel. You don't know how I just did that? Hey, I'm Chris Angel. I hate that he's Greek.
I'm Chris Farley.
Got any heroin? Hey, I'm Chris P. Cream. I'm made of sugar and sweets.
It said you wanted your pussy hot and fresh. Well, I'm Chris P. Cream.
Yeah, I'm Chris. My name is
I'm Chris Benoit. You mind taking a seat next to that home gym for me?
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. That
it says here you're a 4-year-old boy.
I'm going to have to shoot you in the head. It says here you're my wife. Hold me now, I'm Chris Benoit, and I've been thinking. It's fucked up. he shouldn't have done all that stuff.
Yeah, good thing he didn't.
I saw a conspiracy theory the other day that Jim Carrey killed that guy's family. It was by one of
Jim Carrey killed Chris Benoit.
Yeah,
family?
Do you know those like Twitter accounts that they're like the QAnon moms? They're like really old ladies, and they like Facetune the fuck out of their. Profile pictures, and they have like running lists of celebrities that have been cloned or like adrenochrome factories that have been bombed. And
yeah.
Anyway, it was this long thread about how Chris Benoit was going to leak to the news that Jim Carrey was a pedophile. And Jim Carrey left a shoot. I forget what movie he was shooting. I think The Majestic. And he drove and killed Chris Benoit's entire family and then killed Chris Benoit. It's not a real conspiracy theory insofar as like it has any legs, but it's like more than 100 people believe it. It's like a popular, it's like the Tom Hanks one or whatever. It's like one of those Holly Weird Pedo Wood ones that people believe.
Yeah.
Which my thing is like, dude, I would pay if there's a heaven and you can kind of like, you can get whatever the fuck you want type deal. I would pay as much as I could in heaven dollars to see a fist fight between Jim Carrey and Chris Benoit. Because I know that would be awesome. I know that would be fucking sick.
Yeah, Chris, Jim Carrey, known.
Yeah,
assassin.
known
badass.
Yeah, known tough animal. Man.
Yeah, I'd seen the conspiracy that Jim Carrey had like, pushed his girlfriend to suicide or
yes.
whatever. But I hadn't seen those.
So ones. She.
Which is less of a conspiracy theory.
She wrote.
I don't know.
She wrote in her suicide note that he had introduced her, to like cocaine and like he like gave her like herpes or something. He was apparently like a pretty gnarly sexual deviant, and like cheated on her with prostitutes. And in her suicide note, she was like. You introduced me to drugs and mental illness and degradation. And now I have herpes and I used to be a happy person. It's actually not funny. It's actually incredibly sad. And then, like, I think the family took him to court and he was like, I didn't do any of that stuff. And then he got away from it because he played in The Mask and everybody loves him.
And now he does horrible paintings.
Kind of. Yeah. George Bush. Dude, it's awesome when guys are into pieces of shit and then... they just start painting fucking doggies and stuff. George Bush killed like half a million people. Now he just paints like Shih Tzus and whatnot.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, what else is he gonna do? I guess.
Fuck, dude. I suppose.
I don't really have a problem with the painting itself. More the prior actions.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you are like not a good guy, you should definitely like not. Be able to be like, oh, look at this dog I painted. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that makes
like
sense.
You definitely like if you kill like 500,000 like Iraqis or whatever.
Yeah, Hitler had it right. He did the painting first.
If you're gonna try to be an artist, you can't really kill a whole fuck ton of people and then be like, I think I want to paint a house. It really doesn't track. You got to do that. Yeah. You got to do the painting first. I feel like I'm going to throw up, so I'm going to...
Okay, we can wrap it up. Thank you, guys. Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/pendejotime. We've got new clips coming out pretty close to every day nowadays. Check us out on Instagram, pendejotime worldwide, YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube. Thank you for... We hit like 1,100
Yeah, thank you guys for that. I do want to say there was a note that I needed to make. If you sub just to get into the Discord... And you're not auto added. I saw some people had like unsubbed and were like, hey, and never put me in the Discord. There's a post that's pinned on the top of the Patreon that has a forever link to the Discord. You can click on that, guys. Some people get auto added, some people don't. It's not an issue that I've been able to solve with Patreon support. And every time I try to ask about it, they say, good luck, pal. So.
Yeah, if your Discord email is different from the one you used to sign up for our Patreon, you will not
get Yeah, you won't get dropped in there. You have to go and click on the link. It's the very first post. It's hyperlinked in there. So if you're any sort of sub, if you are a honcho, pendejo, John Wayne Gacy, or a mijo for just the Discord, and you want Discord access, and you do not have it, I repeat, if you are a subscriber and you do not have it, click on the link the top of the Patreon. And if you do not subscribe... Go ahead and sub, because if everybody who listened to the free ones listened to the paid ones, then I could have some health insurance or something. I don't know. I probably wouldn't even get it. I'd probably just get a gold grill. Probably get a BBL. All right. Hasta la vista, Pecker Woods.
Hasta la vista. See you guys.